KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Partly sunny this afternoon, a high today around 95 with a heat index around 105. Don't forget that excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. for the listening area. Radar is showing just a few scattered showers now north of Interstate 80 between Elkhorn and the interstates, and those are moving to the northeast. The showers that had been over western Iowa this morning have rapidly dissipated. There aren't too many left. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports ballots for the September 13th, 2016 Atlantic Community School District public measure election are now available at the Cass County Auditor's Office. The polls will be open from noon until 8 p.m. on the day of the election. If you're a resident of the Atlantic Community School District and will be unable to go to the voting center on September 13th, or you choose to cast your vote by absentee, you can do so by requesting the absentee ballot at the Cass County Auditor's Office, or you can stop by and vote there during their office hours, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. In summary, Public Measure B on the ballot calls for a combination of property tax to be levied on all the taxable property in the school district beginning July 1st of 2017, and a physical plant and equipment income surtax on the state individual income tax of each resident in the district on December 31st for each calendar year beginning with the 2017 calendar year. The ballot will say the income surtax will not exceed 20%, and that'll be determined by the school board each year, with a total amount of taxation not to exceed 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value in any one tax year, not to exceed 10 years. You can view the exact wording of the public measure as it will appear on the ballot on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Atlantic Community School District consists of Cass, Audubon, and Pottawatomie counties. The election will be at large, meaning that all residents of the entire school district may vote for the public measure. If you're not sure where you vote in the school election, you can call the office of the Cass County Election Commissioner, that's County Auditor Dale Sunderman, at 243-4570. Now, you should note there will only be two voting centers used for the election. Voters living in Wards 1, 4, and 5 in the City of Atlantic will vote at the Heritage House. Voters living in the remainder of the Atlantic Community School District, including those residing in Audubon and Pottawatomie counties, Bear Grove, Benton, Brighton, Cass, Franklin, Grove, Pimosa, and Washington townships in Cass County, the City of Marnie, the City of Wyota, and Wards 2 and 3 of the City of Atlantic, you'll vote at the Atlantic Public Library on September 13th. Police in Council Bluffs say two Bellevue, Nebraska men are in custody in connection with the July 1st robbery of the Bucky's Express convenience store in Council Bluffs. Warrants were issued for 20-year-old Kayvon Barry Smith and 19-year-old Contral Watkins, charging both men with attempted murder, robbery in the first degree, assault while participating in a felony, and going armed with intent. Authorities say at around 12:35 a.m. on July the 1st, two black men entered the Bucky's Express on Madison Avenue in Council Bluffs. One of the suspects pointed a black semi-automatic pistol at the clerk and demanded money from the cash register. The suspect was handed an undetermined amount of cash. As both suspects exited the store, at least one suspect fired a shot toward the clerk and then ran from the store. The suspects were later identified with the assistance of the Bellevue and La Vista, Nebraska Police Departments and Sarpy County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office. Kayvon Barry Smith was arrested in Bellevue, Nebraska by the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force and Bellevue Police. Contral Watkins is currently incarcerated at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center in Lincoln, Nebraska on an unrelated charge. Both men are currently awaiting extradition to Iowa. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on separate charges Thursday afternoon. 40-year-old Richard Henry Rapp Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,500. And 25-year-old Tyler Jason Chambers of Red Oak was arrested for criminal mischief in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. Officials in Emerson have placed that city under a mandatory boil order until further notice following a malfunction that occurred at the city's water processing plant. If you have any questions on that, you can contact the Emerson City Hall at 712-824-7866. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Fair continues this weekend here in Atlantic, and underway this hour is the Sheep Show and the 4-H exhibits, which have opened. At 10 o'clock, there will be a pet show. At noon, working exhibits, educational presentations, and extemporaneous speaking. This afternoon at 2 out of the Cass County Fairgrounds, there's the Meat Goat and Dairy Goat Show. At 4 o'clock, Water Youth Fights, and at 6 will be the Tractor Pull, and we'll be broadcasting live from the Cass County Fair later this afternoon and bringing you updates throughout the weekend here on KJAN from activities at the fair. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Ayers was asking the public to pay special attention to the bicyclists going through the county over the next few days as they head toward Glenwood in advance of Ragbri. Ayers says on Friday that he's already seen many bikes over the county roads, so be sure and give them plenty of space as they make their way toward Glenwood for Ragbri, which starts on Sunday. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports three roads will be closed to traffic from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday due to Ragbri. Those roads are 120th Street or County Road J18 from U.S. Highway 275 to U.S. Highway 59, 330th Avenue or L68, if you will, from Waubonsie Avenue to State Highway 2, and 190th Street, which is Fremont County Road J32 from 330th Avenue to U.S. Highway 59. Officials at the Cass County Public Health System said as of July the 1st, CCHS is now the official public health agency for Cass County. Officials say public health's goal is to improve and protect the health of area residents, and the department will continue to partner with the local Board of Health, health care providers, organizations, and the Iowa Department of Public Health to provide quality services for Cass County residents. Beth Olson, who's the new director of the Cass County Public Health, says, "Our goal as your local public health agency is to prevent injuries, promote healthy behaviors, protect against environmental hazards, strengthen the public health infrastructure, prevent the spread of disease, and manage public health emergencies. Current public health programs in the county include Parents as Teachers, Care for Yourself, Wise Women, Maternal Child Health, Family Planning, Lead Poisoning Surveillance, Immunization Programs, Disease Surveillance, and Volunteer Transportation. If you have any questions about the Cass County Public Health Services, you can call 712-243-7546 or stop by their office at 1408 East 10th Street. A Woodbury County jury has found a Sioux City man guilty of first-degree murder for the shooting death of another man in the northwest Iowa community of Sloan. The jury found 30-year-old Timothy Schroeder guilty Friday in connection with the January 9, 2015 death of 29-year-old Dustin Wilder at Wilder's home. The verdict came only hours after closing arguments in the case were made. Prosecutors say Schroeder met and his wife met Wilder after midnight on the day of Wilder's death at a bar in Sloan. Investigators say Schroeder acknowledged that he and his wife later drove an intoxicated Wilder to his home. Schroeder maintained his innocence, saying he and his wife only helped Wilder find his phone and then left after about 20 minutes. Elsewhere in central Iowa news, police in suburban Des Moines say that a young boy has been found dead and his mother unresponsive inside a home. Police and medics responded to the home in Grimes following a 911 call after 10 a.m. Friday. Polk County Sheriff's Sergeant Major Brent Long says a child about 7 or 8 years old was found alone outside in the yard when officers arrived. The mother and dead boy were found inside the home. The mother was taken in serious condition to a hospital. Authorities have not released their names or given other details about what happened, but Long said police are not looking for any suspects in the incident. And home prices and home sales continue to rise across Iowa. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis has this report.
A report from the Iowa Association of Realtors shows just under 5,000 homes were sold across the state last month. That's up from slightly more than 4,800 home sales in June of last year. Home sales in the state over the first 6 months of the year are up 4.6% compared to the first half of 2015. Prices are up as well. The median sale price for a home sold last month was $156,000 as compared to $153,000 in June of last year. I'm Pat Curtis.
Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.